producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Why, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost, those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. There's a lot of foods out there. We're getting into the holiday season. We talk about eating quite a bit, but there's a lot of foods that can trigger irritable bowel syndrome. Now, digestive-related issues, something we're seeing more and more frequently now than ever. So Crohn's, irritable bowel, colitis, those kind of things. Even just some basics with just gas and bloating and indigestion can be enough of a challenge within itself. But there's specific foods that will actually aggravate our digestive tract and make these types of symptoms worse. So although you'll want to work with your physician, dietitian, that sort of thing, to determine specific foods, because there's testing that can be done. Okay, you can do actual specific testing that can check and see exactly what these levels are and what foods actually affect the body and which ones don't. So, but here's some basics, okay? Just in a general rule of thumb, if you deal with these kind of conditions, here's some basics you need to be aware of. Number one, fatty foods. Now, I know that sounds like it's such a generic term. It's kind of an 80s term. I don't really like it, but it's a good general sense, because fat-based foods are not bad for us. But when they say fatty foods, they're kind of referring to the old school saturated fats, trans fats, French fries, and fried chicken, and that sort of thing. Okay, so those are the bad kind of fats. The good fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, different oils like coconut oil and olive oil, eating olives, those are monounsaturated fats. And then your omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, those are the good fats. Those are, if you're going to call those fatty foods, which they are, those are good fatty foods. And having those in your diet can actually reduce a lot of the inflammation that could be in the digestive tract and actually make things better, not worse. But some of the traditional fatty foods that we're concerned about, those are the ones that need to be avoided tremendously, kind of the greasy foods, if you can kind of get that in your mind. Another big trigger is alcohol and caffeine. So alcohol and caffeine, both of them are increase the risk for painful and inconvenient IBS-type symptoms that can be just enough to motivate you to stay away. Because some people with IBS find that they are able to tolerate wine but not beer. The reason is because wine, obviously, coming from more along the lines of a neutral fruit like grapes, but beer coming from grains. And then you've got the whole aspect of gluten and the flour-based component to it, so that can be a challenge. So as far as really the caffeine goes, you may have to give up really a little, so much of the coffee. You can go into the lower amounts of caffeine if you want to have a little bit in the teas. Teas are actually very healing to the digestive tract, so that's a better way to go. Now, another one is a little acronym that they use, and it's called FODMAP, F-O-D-M-A-P, okay? So it's fermentable oligosaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. And some foods contain the FODMAP ingredients include dairy products, which have lactose, honey, high fructose corn syrup, apples, watermelon, several other fruits and vegetables, which contain high levels of fructose, and rye, wheat, peaches, watermelon, legumes, onions, and garlic, which contain a lot of the fructans, and pears and cauliflower, mushrooms, and a lot of those sugar-free gums and candies, which contain a lot of the polyols. So a study was published recently in the Gastroenterology Journal, and in about 2010. So it was reported, though, this was interesting, on the benefit of avoiding foods in that little acronym FODMAP, for people with IBS. Since then, researchers and clinicians have delved further into the possibilities of this, and said a lot of the patients that they did studies on had great results on the FODMAP diet. He said, however, they pointed out that you're not necessarily going to avoid these foods forever, so instead use an elimination diet approach where you don't consume any of the FODMAP foods for 2 weeks. Then you gradually add them back into your diet to see which ones might trigger some of these symptoms. Now, gluten is another one. So gluten-free foods are an exploding market. It's huge right now. And there are a lot of reports that gluten-free diets can help those with IBS, even if they don't have celiac disease. And that is promising. They supported that by the fact that foods like wheat and rye are on the FODMAP food list. So some gluten-containing items found in many foods include wheat, barley, and rye. And there are other people out there who are sensitive to various foods. But they said it could be related to the fact these foods are highly fermentable. And it could be related to the fact that foods contain proteins that irritate the digestive tract. Well, that protein is gluten. So that's it is what it is. So the reality is, if when you get down to a place where you're looking to really change everything in the digestive tract and get it functioning at a better level, then that's when you want to start looking at avoiding these foods. Now, anytime you work with someone on their diet plan or getting into a better eating style, you always want to eliminate foods first that are some of the most disruptive to the body as a whole. And once you eliminate those, like they're saying here, you can add those back in. Now, some other words, too, that are really important. Here's some tips that can always help if you deal with IBS or any kind of digestive-related issue. You want to consider working with someone to target in your foods, whether it's a physician, dietitian, a nutrition expert, whoever, lifestyle coach, whatever you want to call it. But have someone that really that knows their stuff, and they can walk with you through this. You want to drink plenty of water. Half your body weight in ounces of water makes a huge difference in the overall digestive system. You want to avoid hot and cold foods. Foods at extreme temperatures appear to increase risk of typical symptoms, and eat smaller meals throughout the day instead of larger meals. So smaller portions, smaller meals throughout the day, say 5 to 6 even meals, sometimes even 7 people do well on, rather than 3 bigger meals that take a little bit more work on the digestive system. So a couple of things to think about, but you can move past it in many ways. You just have to have a good game plan and figure out what's causing your body to have this happen. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to teamlifestyle.com. If you're struggling with your health, we've got team members there that can help you. Our providers, healthcare professionals around the country to help you really go to that next level with your health and with your life. Let's go to Diane on the phones. Hi, Diane.
I would like to ask about, I have a kidney infection and bladder infection and UTI. And what's the best way to really get rid of that? I'm on an antibiotic.
Okay. So with the UTI, one of the keys that we're looking at is, of course, antibiotic therapy, like you're talking about, is important. But you can do things naturally as well. However, I'm a bigger fan of going after it from more of the antibiotic traditional approach because the urinary tract infections, they're time sensitive. So if you don't get to them quickly enough, they can damage the ureters going up and they can eventually get up into the kidneys and damage the kidneys. So you have to be very, very careful with those. Now, ionic silver is really good. You can look at that. Health food stores carry it. It functions as a natural antibiotic. Now, there's different theories behind that. Traditional medicine would never go with that, but that's on the alternative side. And you can really get some good research on that if you check and look at some of the journals overseas, say in Britain and New Zealand and some of those. However, you don't want to use that in place of. If you have recurring infections, then you want to focus on building your immune system up on a regular basis. And that there's a lot of great ways to do that through food, nutrition, diet, and supplementation and building a game plan. But I would tackle it first with what your doctor has you doing and then build the other later.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by cardiologists, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I love my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Way has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To find out more, visit OnCall Radio online at ncnetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to oncallradio.com. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, your health's your greatest wealth. So our choices that we make every single day, they matter. We've got Jim in Vermont that wants to know. He said, just had some blood work done. It looks like I have high cholesterol levels. I don't eat a lot of fatty foods. So I'm a little stumped as to what could be causing this. What do you think? Well, you're going to get different opinions, okay? Now, hardcore science will tell us that there are genetic factors, and there are some genetics with cholesterol, okay? There is. I mean, we've got pretty strong evidence on that. But also, it comes down to our lifestyle choices. I mean, really, our eating habits matter. And also, your liver function matters, too. A lot of people leave that out because we always think and tie in how cholesterol directly affects the heart, right? We start thinking about heart attack, clogged arteries when we think cholesterol. But see, the reality is that cholesterol is made in the liver. The liver produces it. It comes out as LDL cholesterol, goes in the bloodstream and goes wherever it needs to go, makes hormones, and there's a lot of other processes that it does in the body. So then once it's finished with that, then we have the HDL, right? You've heard about the HDL, the good cholesterol, as we call it. It's all good, but there's a moment where the LDL can build up and be not so good for us. But the HDL is kind of like a big vacuum cleaner. It comes in, and once the LDL has done its job, it makes sure that the LDL gets out of there, right? It gives it a nice little exit out of the body. Well, if you don't have enough HDL, but you have a ton of LDL, guess what? That's when you start getting the backup and the clogging and the issues that we see. So that's the concern. You have that long enough, and that can create issues. But when you start factoring in exercise, and you start factoring in a heart-healthy diet, as they call it, with good monounsaturated fats, omega-3, 6s, and 9s, you trim down the carbohydrates, the sugars and the processed carbohydrates, you cut that down, then you can really start seeing a great difference in how well the body functions. That's what we want to focus on, and that's what we have to focus on. That's where you get the greatest results. And so with cholesterol, that's why when you use supplementation, which I'm not opposed to, like Reddy's rice and milk thistle and a lot of the ones that are used, niacin, that are used quite often, they have good results and people do well with them. But at the same time, it's more dietary than anything, and it's definitely more dietary, in my opinion, in research. Now, medical science will argue this. This is my opinion. More lifestyle related with cholesterol than just about anything else. I even think more than genetics. So it's one of the top lifestyle challenges. And also, remember that if your cholesterol, this is outside of a cardiac event. So if you haven't had any cardiac event, your doctor's going to tell you that it needs to be, you know, under 200, and that's pretty much the gold standard. But don't be concerned if it is up close to that and they're just kind of keeping an eye on it, that your total number is under 200 and, you know, get caught up on the numbers. Because when your HDL is high, say 75, and your LDL is right around the cutoff point, around 100, you know, still those are good numbers. Because remember, hormones need cholesterol to function. So there has to be kind of that break point. And really, a good healthy number can produce healthy hormones, vitality, energy, all that sort of thing. But you do have to be careful. When it starts cranking up there, that's where you have to be a little bit cautious with that. But so the biggest issue, exercise is the key, we know for a fact, but your eating habits, the right kind of foods, are going to be really important. And you can look at some of the natural ways of supporting cholesterol with some of the supplementation, and they can be helpful. But again, you want to focus on your basics first and then add the supplements in as an adjunct or as an addition to. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, go to oncallradio.com. Let's go to the phones, talk with Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
What causes body pain? Complete head to toe, rheumatologist can't figure it out, and I don't know if it has to do with eating habits or my age. I am elderly, I'm 78, but don't have a very bad case of arthritis. I have arthritis in my neck, so I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you just have generalized body pain, a lot of times it's low serotonin levels, but it can also be a fatty acid deficiency. There's several things that can cause it. I'll tell you kind of a third option. So serotonin is number one, and again, it's not so much that you're depressed. Low serotonin typically means depression in a lot of ways, but it could just be a deficiency in serotonin as a whole. So if you kind of get down, have the blues, but body aches are a big, big root of low serotonin, always. So your body aches are a big one there. And then the other one that you have to look at, too, is you have to look at specifically, because if you're not breaking proteins down well on a regular basis, let's say you have acid reflux, okay, or indigestion or heartburn. If you have that on an ongoing basis and it never gets treated, then the body's not breaking proteins down. What can cause that, or the outburst of that, can be that you increase inflammation throughout the body that can lead, because if you're not breaking your proteins down, you're going to create excess histamine. Excess histamine is almost like allergies in a way. So it can cause a lot of those issues to flare up. And so you want to make sure, using either proteolytic enzymes, bromelain, which is found in pineapple, those substances, arnica, which is a homeopathic, those all combined together will help break down proteins. The better your body digests and processes your food, the better it's going to function. The less inflammation you're going to deal with internally in the digestive tract, and typically the less inflammation that you'll deal with throughout the body. So those are theories for sure, but they seem to work very well. And in the alternative world, they've been known to be extremely helpful. Now, in the medical world, we know for a fact, like with fibromyalgia and arthritis and all that, when there are body pains that are unexplained, that when you bring serotonin levels up, that it begins to resolve a lot of that. And that's why docs will put people that deal with excessive body pain on SSRI meds, which is like Prozac or some of the antidepressants. So it's not that someone's depressed so much, but they have low serotonin. And then your fatty acids, again, a diet is key. It's your foundation. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the benefits of matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Matcha green tea can help you boost your metabolism and burn those calories, calm and relax your body from anxiety and stress, increase your focus, and experience long, clean, organic energy without the jitters. Plus, matcha green tea has over 1,000 antioxidants. When it comes to green tea, there's no better choice, in my opinion, than matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Using matcha green tea powder regularly can help lower your bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol in your body. Order matcha green tea now from Matcha Organics and receive the 100 Matcha Green Tea Recipe ebook for free. This ebook features great recipes which will teach you how to use matcha green tea throughout the day besides just drinking it. Plus, get a 60-day no questions asked Matcha Organics money back guarantee. To order your matcha green tea today, visit matchaorganics.com. That's matchaorganics.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web at OnCallRadio.com. Our food of the hour, one of my favorites that I love to talk about. Eat this on a regular basis myself. One of my favorites, I think it's really touted as a superfood. It's one of those that if you're not eating it, you want to consider it. Now, I know some people don't like it. I know that maybe you just don't like the whole category of foods, but it matters with the type of benefits that it gives the body. And if you're vegetarian, you're not going to, you know, probably don't do this. I get it. But again, I'm a big fan. I really, the research behind it, pretty amazing. And the quality of it does matter. But our foods either bring health to the body or they'll take health out of our body, right? So the choices really comes down to what we want to do every single day. You know, we have to make better choices. That's the key. Talking to a physician today, having lunch with him. And we're just going over these exact topics, talking about obesity and the epidemic that it is today and how it's growing leaps and bounds. But it's here, and it's here in a major way. But I really think we can beat the battle many times. And the more educated we get, the more we can teach, and the more we can empower others, the more we can win. Salmon is what I'm talking about. It's really earned the reputation as one of the best. It's got the highest omega-3 fatty acid content. And, of course, with all the different fish out there, this is really the one that tops the list because of the high omega-3s. Now, omega-3s are great in so many ways. They're great for our brain function, skin, hair, nails, hormones, our immune systems. I mean, the list goes on and on for what the omega-3s do. Lowers inflammation in the body throughout the body in a great way. It's broken up into two components, EPA, DHA, two different forms. And, of course, the DHA is super high concentrated. It's what our body needs. It needs both of them, but the DHA is powerful. And typically in the U.S. diet, the average ratio is pretty lopsided. And people get more omega-6 than they get the omega-3s. And, you know, the alpha. If you've ever heard of alpha-linolenic acid, flax seeds, that's the kind of a fatty acid you'll get in walnuts and flax seeds. Now, it's a really good fatty acid. It's omega-3. Very high in omega-3, but it takes about a two-step process for it to turn in the body. So once it goes into the body, gets processed, it only about 15% of what you consume actually gets into an omega-3 fat. So salmon, however, which is where we get salmon oil and a lot of the others, it turns immediately, for the most part, into the omega-3s and can be usable at that form. So again, 4 to 6 ounces a day, great benefits. And, of course, wild-caught over the farm raised because of the mercury content. That's something we always have to be concerned with fish. But the fish that's rich in omega-3s, we know now, like salmon, is help to lower heart disease, cardiovascular issues, including heart attack, stroke, arrhythmias, blood pressure, triglycerides. And most of the benefits, however, start to show in research studies. And, of course, 2 to 3 times a week, they say on average. But I'm a big fan of eating it every single day. That's just me personally. But improved mood and cognition, this is what we know about omega-3s that we're seeing more and more. That is just amazing. So many researchers, they say now the most important fat found in the human brain is the DHA. So remember, it's broken up into two components with the salmon, into DHA and EPA. Well, the DHA is the most important fat found in the human brain, and the salmon is loaded with it. And the intake of omega-3s in this actually has shown resistance in cognitive decline in older persons, and some studies have shown an association between overall IQ and omega-3 intake. So decreased risk of hostility and mood disorders in teenagers has been another part of the study. So it's pretty interesting, especially in the area of fish intake. DHA and brain function is the recent discovery of the protectins. The protectins are special compounds made from DHA, and preliminary research studies have shown them to have a potentially important role in anti-inflammatory regulatory molecules. So it's interesting how this whole piece is coming around. Now, on the anti-inflammatory mark, with joint issues, any kind of arthritis, anything like that, lowers inflammation. So the EPA from the fish oil or fish can be converted into the body into 3 types of closely related compounds that work to prevent unwanted inflammation. So one of the compounds are series 3 prostaglandins. The second are called thromboxanes. And the third is just recently discovered. It's called resolvins. And all three of these omega-3 derivatives are able to help unwanted and excessive inflammation in the body. It helps remove those. So what's especially interesting about salmon is that it combines these anti-inflammatory benefits that are related to omega-3 content with anti-inflammatory benefits that are related not to fat but to protein. So the recent studies demonstrate the presence of small bioactive protein molecules called bioactive peptides in salmon. They have a support for joint cartilage as well as other types of tissue. So these actually not only can reduce inflammation but can help build the connective tissues within the body. And I think that is, I mean, when you start looking at the benefits, it'll blow your mind. It really will. It's amazing at what these foods can do, and we don't put them in our body hardly ever. I mean, a tablespoon of cod liver oil or salmon oil every day can bring so much to our overall health. And, I mean, it's just it's very simple. So if you don't want to eat the fish, take a tablespoon of the oil every day. It's about how much you would get in a good 6 to 8 ounce serving. Now, the eye benefits are pretty amazing. We've known that for quite some time. But omega-3 intake and consumption of omega-3 fish has been associated with decreased risk of macular degeneration and chronic dry eye. In the case of macular degeneration, a chronic eye problem, which is, you know, the material in the retina, the back of the eyeball, begins to deteriorate and causes loss of vision. But two fish servings a week in the amount that's been shown to significantly decrease the risk. And, of course, chronic dry eye, which is a somewhat higher amount of omega-3 fish intake, about four servings a week, was the minimum amount needed to really help reducing the symptoms. And if you've ever talked to anyone that has chronic dry eye, it's a big deal. A lot of people struggle with that. And some can be related to autoimmune, but many have to do with these deficiencies. And that's why so much of what we deal with has to do with nutritional deficiencies in the body. You find what those are, and you can build a great game plan for someone. Now, decreased cancer risk is interesting along the way. So several types of cancer, colorectal cancer, prostate, and breast cancer are the biggest ones that we know with the omega-3 fats. But the strongest findings for the decreased cancer risk follow regular intake of omega-3 fish from a lot of the blood cell or lymph cell-related cancers, including leukemia, multiple myeloma, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma are all ones to be looked at. And a lot of benefits related to protein and amino acid content, too. So the omega-3 benefits of salmon are not the food's only claim to unique health support, but intriguing new areas are looked at as well. The calcitonin is formed in the body, and there's a process which takes place in the thyroid gland. And we know the calcitonin is a key hormone for helping regulate and stabilize the balance of collagen and minerals in bone and surrounding tissue. Well, this can help with that as well. The other key that is really interesting, too, is the benefits of selenium. So another nutrient in salmon that we see outside of omega-3s is loaded with selenium. And it's one of the top minerals that we don't get in our food supply that much, but yet it's critical for building the immune system function, like with glutathione, and benefits from building our overall system as well. So it's incredible what we see in a lot of these foods, but yet we don't use them on a regular basis. So, other words, salmon obviously is a superfood. I'm a big fan. Eat it all the time, but really I encourage people, if you're not going to do meat, if you're only going to do limited fish, maybe some eggs for your protein sources, stick with salmon. It's one of the absolute best. The only time it's a challenge is if you deal with anxiety. If you deal with a lot of anxiety, and to the point where you're taking medications for it, salmon can actually affect GABA levels in a negative way, and you just would want to switch to some other type fish in that regard. Because because of what it does to GABA levels, you have to be really, really careful. So if you're taking any kind of medications on those lines, you'd want to steer clear. Okay? 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. We've got a new lifestyle planning system at our website. If you haven't checked it out, you need to. And go there. It's great. You can get a whole system set up for you to figure out where your new lifestyle habits need to be, customized just for you to be able to win so you're not stuck and keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I always say that if you keep doing that, it's like throwing paint against the wall hoping something sticks. That's really what it comes down to. Nathan in Boulder, Colorado. I love Boulder. What a great area. So I'm ready to start on a routine, but I need some low-impact exercises to get started with because I haven't been exercising. Okay. I would, in that regard, there is a lot of the great gyms now are doing more functional fitness, and it's more body weight exercises. It's a huge trend, but people are getting amazing results. And with the whole CrossFit craze that's going on, there are some new gyms popping up. And they're really more of a true fitness and wellness and lifestyle center to where you can go and you get in group class and you push each other and you go through some really tough workouts. But it can create some massive lifestyle change and also can get your body back where it needs to be, functioning at a higher level, getting in the metabolism to work at a better level. Really amazing. So I would look into some of those style more so than I would just going to a gym and pushing weights around. Typically, people get greater results in that way. Plus, you've got the accountability of people showing up that you can meet up with and work out with in that group class setting. And people tend to work very, very well in a situation like that. All right? 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273, that's 866-543-4273.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, You can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website. Team members can help you along the way to get you the help that you need. Also, our app is out. If you haven't downloaded that to your iPad or iPhone, any of the Apple products, you can go to the App Store and look for On Call Radio. You can download the app. You can listen to the show 24/7. You can catch it from the day before all the way until we go live the next day. It makes a big difference. A lot of people go back and can listen and catch up. And if they missed anything, I talked too fast or whatever it is, you can always catch the show and make it on your time, which is really, really great. Depression is a big topic, and getting the right amount of sleep can make a big difference. So sleep habits are one of the most common effects of depression. So if you don't get enough sleep, then it can lead toward low serotonin levels and lead toward depression. So they're closely related. Dr. Prashant Gajamwi, who is an associate professor at clinical affairs in psychiatry at the University of Texas Medical School in Houston, said depression is a brain illness and it affects many types of brain functions, including the sleep-wake cycle. So once this biological clock has been disturbed, it can make sleep even more irregular, and that adds to the depression. So it can become a vicious cycle for many people. The effects of depression on sleep can be many. People with depression commonly experience disturbed sleep patterns, but the way depression affects sleep varies widely, they say. So difficulty getting enough sleep is a major symptom for most people with depression and vice versa. So here's what depression can cause. Difficulty falling asleep. Difficulty staying asleep, waking up early in the morning, oversleeping, sleeping during the day, getting poor quality of sleep, and waking up feeling tired. So if you experience one or more of those, of course, it's kind of vague because, I mean, people, you can deal with a lot of issues and have some of those. There's not just depression, but those are some basics. I'll tell you that if you go to sleep with no problem and you wake up at 2 a.m., and you do that on a regular basis, that is typically low serotonin, and that can be a pretty strong indicator for some depression-type activity. Very, very possible. So the amount of restful sleep you're getting can affect your emotional health, they say, because lack of sleep for long enough time can cause depression. So although it's unlikely for lack of sleep alone to be responsible for most cases, it may contribute to depression in some people. So the fact that many people who have sleep issues develop depression may indicate that sleep disorders and depression have similar risk and causes together. So the research shows that people with insomnia have about a tenfold higher risk of developing depression. Other types of sleep-related disorders like obstructive sleep apnea and restless leg, these are all associated with high rates of depression. And for people with the obstructive sleep apnea, the depression often improves when the apnea treatment improves. So that's just a great correlation right there of when you're not sleeping well that it can lead to depression. But here's some tips for a good night's sleep. Enough of all that. I mean, the reality is, how do you sleep better? Your diet's going to make a big difference. It really will. I don't think that anyone could be affected more than anything personally than what you're putting in your body. That makes a big difference because that changes your brain, your body chemistry and your brain chemistry. But here's some top tips. Number one is exercise. So getting regular exercise and spending time outdoors in the sunlight every day can make a big difference. It's a good way to set your biological clock, Dr. Gajanwi says, and it helps maintain a regular sleep-wake cycle. Skip the nap. So you avoid afternoon naps, which can lead to a nighttime insomnia, and then limit caffeine and alcohol, especially later in the day. So caffeine's a stimulant, keeps you awake, and then, of course, alcohol is more of a depressant, but it can also keep you awake at night. So you want to be careful with that. Get up if you can't sleep. This is a big tip. You know, a lot of the sleep experts are really hammering this because if you know, a lot of people will just they'll wake up and then they'll stay there. They'll lay in bed, play on their phone or computer, watch a movie, and just lay there until they can fall asleep. That's not good, the sleep experts say. If you can't sleep, the rule of thumb is if it goes past 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, and you can't sleep, get up. Don't stare at the clock, get up, go into another room, and read a book until you get really, really sleepy and then come back to bed. Shut off the TV. Don't watch TV late at night. And, again, it's not one of those things you want to do. It keeps you from falling asleep. The brain activity, the sound wave activity, everything that comes from the TV set is going to keep you awake and not get you into a good deep stage of sleep. So good sleep hygiene. Have a good routine, whatever that is. Okay, you go to, take a shower, you eat a little something, you dim the lights in the home, and you get your body in a restful state and ready for sleep. So changes in sleep patterns can really affect depression and be an early warning sign of it. But over-the-counter sleep aids are not a good solution with people with depression and sleep issues. So you want to practice good sleep hygiene, get the regular exercise, and get on a good, really nutritional routine. I'll tell you that if you're not eating well, If you're eating a lot of processed foods, not getting good lean quality protein sources, not doing hardly any fruits and vegetables, so you're not getting the magnesium and the potassium and a lot of the phytonutrients that your body needs, that is a huge indicator for why people can't sleep and why they really, really struggle with it. So I would encourage you, making sure your diet is healthy, it's good, it's solid, it's strong, is going to help guide you down the road and the right path to get where you need to be. So I would encourage you to look into that. Along with these other tips, your eating habits make a big difference. But once you start correcting your sleep and you get into a good pattern, then many of the brain chemistry-related issues, depression, anxiety, a lot of these things that we see, can begin to diminish. So you can really see a shift and a transition with that. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You listen to the show, it helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical conditions.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the benefits of matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Matcha green tea can help you boost your metabolism and burn those calories, calm and relax your body from anxiety and stress, increase your focus, and experience long, clean, organic energy without the jitters. Plus, matcha green tea has over 1,000 antioxidants. When it comes to green tea, there's no better choice, in my opinion, than matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Using matcha green tea powder regularly can help lower your bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol in your body. Order matcha green tea now from Matcha Organics and receive the 100 Matcha Green Tea Recipe ebook for free. This ebook features great recipes which will teach you how to use matcha green tea throughout the day besides just drinking it. Plus, get a 60-day no questions asked Matcha Organics money back guarantee. To order your matcha green tea today, visit matchaorganics.com. That's matchaorganics.com.